And I'm not going to go back to my Sunday school lesson, but there was something that I said in my Sunday school lesson this morning, and it just kind of triggered a thought, and anyhow, it got me over into Romans chapter number 1, and I'm going to begin reading in Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 21, and we will take our text actually from verse number 21, but we'll read down through the end of the chapter, okay? And so if you will, find Romans chapter number 1 and verse 21. And when you find that, I want you to say amen. All right. The Bible says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Hey, if you look up that word fools and you look it up and translate it over, it is the word that we have that moron comes from. Ain't that cool? Professing themselves to be wise, they become morons. I need somebody to say amen. That's just good stuff. I don't care who you are. All right, now, all right, so it goes on. It says, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the Creator, or the creature rather, more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. As I was reading this passage of Scripture, I told you, it all spurned from something this morning that I said during my Sunday school class. We were looking in a Sunday school class in Genesis chapter number 39, where Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife. And I was talking about the temptations and some of the things, how temptation works in the life of a Christian. The things and the procedures, or the tactics, let's use that, the tactics that temptation uses in the life of a believer. And how God, temptation drives us away from a relationship with God. Now, as I was doing that, I made this comment, and it was not planned. It wasn't something that I wrote down, but it was something that just come out, and I believe that the more I think about it, the more I believe it's truthfulness, all right? And that is this: most Christians live as atheist. Most Christians live as atheist. Now understand what I'm saying right here. Say, well, how can a Christian be an atheist? Because we live our lives in such a way to absolutely discredit God whatsoever. Let me explain. You know that when you sin against God. But yet we continue in our sin as if God does not exist. And so we, the church, and most Christians today, and not, hey, not necessarily you, don't get all upset, all right? This has a good, we're going to get, it's going to be good, all right? Y'all got to bear with me for a little bit because we got to get some ugly out first, all right? But we live as though God does not exist. An atheist will tell you he doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe that God exists. But a Christian shows you that they don't believe that God exists. See, he says it and he has a belief that it isn't, but Christians live their lives and show others that they don't believe in God either. Because if we really believed in God, somebody help me right here, if we really believed in God and we really believed the promises of God and the Word of God, then we would believe that there was a judgment from God on our lives if we fell into sin or if we just, let's not say fail, let's say this because this is what most people do, jump into sin. And we live, y'all getting quiet, y'all looking at me funny now. Man, when I said that, there was something about that that just took me right back. And I went back to Romans chapter number 1. Now, you got to get the context of this and understand that Paul is talking to the pagans or to the heathens, and he's telling them in verse number 20, can you throw that up there for me, Miss Jenny? For the invisible things of him from the creation, I didn't read this verse, from the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, God said this. God said that creation, he manifested himself. Not only in creation has he manifested himself, but he manifested himself unto the Gentiles or the pagans or the heathens or whatever you want to call them. He has manifested himself to them so that they are without excuse about knowing who God is. Now go to verse number 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. And can I say this? That verse just kind of punched me right in the mouth, all right? With this whole sermon and this thought that Christians live as if they're atheists. They know God, but they live as if he doesn't exist. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain, and their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. I want to give you three things real quickly, and we're going to go back to this verse. But I'm going to go through Scripture real quick. I want you to notice their imaginations led to righteous living. The Bible says in verse number 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up. The first judgment on these people was their imaginations. And they had let themselves get away from the thought that God created it all. And they started making up in their mind imaginations of who God was. Matter of fact, they had gods that were, they made them up at, an image like to a corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. So their imaginations, they were, and because of their imaginations, it led to righteous living because it says that wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. I wrote down this. I wrote alcohol, drugs, tobacco, overeating, physical abuses to ourselves. They dishonored God, and so God allowed them or turned them over or gave them up to dishonor themselves. And we do it every day. Come on now, I need somebody to get with me right here. Alcohol, people drink alcohol all the time and it'll lead to death. I need somebody to help. How about this? How about smoking a cigarette? Oh, it ain't hurting nobody but myself, but how many people? It leads to death. They'll even tell you on a pack of cigarettes it's going to lead to death, but we'll continue to do it. Why? We've dishonored God, now we're... He's allowed us to dishonor ourselves. How much stuff do we do that dishonors our bodies? I need somebody to say amen. You talking to a fat man up here. How much you reckon I eat that dishonors God and dishonors my body? And so God allowed them this. I call this the results of this lawlessness. Now we're getting somewhere. Now number two, not only their imaginations, but their idolatry. The Bible says in verse number 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men with men, working with that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. As we look at this, the Bible says that that their idolatry, they started worshiping the creature more than the Creator. And we live in this day and time right now. We live in this day and time right now. We worship more of what's on the earth created by God than we do the Creator. All right? Now, so God gave them up once again. The Bible tells us that He gave them up in verse number 26. He gave them up unto vile affections. All right? They worshiped the creation over the Creator. And so their punishment was that God gave them up to vile affections, or allowed them to pervert sex. And thereby, they destroyed the creation. Now, listen to me. I made this comment in Sunday school this morning. Homosexuality, I know some people don't like that and don't like the preacher to preach on that, but we're going to do it until they kick me out of here, all right? But it only leads to death. And so the very thing, creation, is what they were worshiping, and God allowed them to basically breed themselves out. Is everybody with me right here? All right, so this is where He took this. Now, the results of this was lifelessness. God said, all right, you're going to keep on. You can keep on in your sin. And He gave them, once again, gave them up to vile affections. I gave them up. We live in a perverse world right now. We live in a world, a day and time, and I hope you're all right with me saying this around you youngins, but everything on TV that's trying to sell you something is trying to do it through sex. And we have perverted what we think of what God designed marriage to be all about. We see all of our TV shows. They got a couple on there that's been living together for umpteen years and not married. I need somebody to help me. Don't get quiet on me right here. We shacking up and everything else, and we tell people that, hey, you need to live with them. Make sure you can live with them before you marry them. That is not how God designed it. We have perverted the way that God designed a relationship between a man and a woman. Y'all keep on. I'm going to know all of y'all are in sin. We run out there and we have those that are shacking up with others and they're not married. We have people that are sleeping with other people's wives and husbands. Y'all got quiet. I'm fitting to come down here and preach. Oh, I need somebody to help me. Hey, we got pornography at the tip of our fingers. We have perverted what God had for man as pure. We have perverted it. We've done everything that I read to you. You can look at America and you can just plug us right in there. We read this as if it's some people in the jungle out there, but it's not. It's us. It's the degradation of man. It is where we're headed. It is how we're getting worse and worse. This is a progression, if you haven't noticed. We go from lawlessness to lifelessness, and next we're going to go to licentious. All right, don't write that down. Y'all ain't no way y'all can spell that. But I needed a nail, and it fits. But we see their imaginations. We see their idolatry. Their imaginations resulted in lawlessness. Their idolatry resulted in lifelessness. Their intellect, the Bible says in verse number 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. We've gotten to that. You want me to show you how? Hey, they can bow down on a rug towards the east and pray to Allah in the school. But they will not let your youngin worship or praise God in the school system. Why? They refuse to retain God in their knowledge. They don't want God in that school. They don't want the Ten Commandments in that school. They don't want anything that says there's a higher power in that school. They're trying to push God out. This is where we're at. We don't like to retain God in our knowledge, because if we don't retain God in our knowledge, then we have no accountability. You want to know why the mess? You know why people go in there into a bar and shoot up 12 people? You want to know why people stand up there in a hotel and shoot down into a crowded place and kill 30-something people? You want to know why these type of things are happening? Because we have taken God and we have gotten him out of the picture, and it has led to no accountability. These people can go out there and pull a trigger on somebody, and they're not accountable in their mind. They have no accountability to God for it. We see it, and it's getting worse and worse. We see it in our school systems. I seen a video this week of a teacher getting punched by a kid. Now, I grew up in a time where you mouthed off at the teacher, and he liable to throw you on the ground. My second grade teacher, her name was Miss Veal. I still remember her. She was 9'8" tall. At least that's what she looked like to me. And she walked around. She had a ruler about that long. And if you misbehaved, you put your hands on the front of that desk, and she wrapped them knuckles. I need somebody to say amen. Second grade. You didn't go to the principal's office. You got beat in class. Nowadays, they'll cuss the teacher out. Nowadays, they'll hit a teacher. Nowadays, they'll stand up to, hey, and the parent will walk up there and want to sue somebody over it. Why? Because we've not retained God in our knowledge. We're just pushing him out of the way. We're pushing him out of school system. We're pushing him out of government. We're telling people, if you got a Christian background, hey, listen, I'm telling you, the worst thing you can be as a politician is a Christian. You can be a Muslim and they'll elect you on, I need somebody to help me. You can be a Muslim, they'll elect you. They think that's a badge of honor. But you stand up there and say, I believe in God, and they'll mock you. I need somebody to help me. Why? Because we've gotten to this place. We've gotten to this place, and because we've gotten to this place, they've refused to retain God in their knowledge. And so this time he gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means a castaway or a rejected or an unapproved mind. To do those things which are convenient. That ain't the same meaning we got. That means forbidden or unfit. In other words, God just said, if that's where you want to go, then have at it. And that is where we are. Is everybody all right? He said, let's see, in verse number 29, he says, being filled with all unrighteousness. That covers all the rest of these that'll be named. But he says, fornication. This is immorality. We see wickedness. This is hostility. We see covetousness. This is wanting something that somebody, you want it so bad. Hey, come on now. Do you know this? The average person has a credit card debt of, I think, $15,000. Is everybody, y'all got quiet on that? We want what we can't afford. We want what we can't have. And so, I need some, is everybody all right? Maliciousness. This is a desire to injure. We talked about that the other night. Envy, this is hateful attitudes towards those who are better than you. Somebody living a Christian walk and doing a better job of it than you are, and all of a sudden we get upset about them. Well, you ain't got to be all that. Yeah, you'll learn. Give it a few years, and you'll back down from all that Jesus stuff. Murder. Is everybody all right? I'm going to tell you something right here. Planned Parenthood, did you see the new commercial that they have out? they got a little baby out there, and they got this beautiful little baby girl. And they say, they talking about how beautiful that child is, and then they say, it ought to be a choice. Y'all, that's evil. I'm sorry. That's about as evil as it can get. And that, listen here, Planned Parenthood is being funded by our government. And we still voting for people that support it. You let that sink in. You want to talk about murder? We're voting it in. We're voting it in. I'm gonna stay away from the Democratic Party, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. We're voting it in. Debate. Listen to this. A love of strife. Contentiousness. I wrote out in big letters, drama. You don't think this society thrives on it? Go to Facebook. Well, I'd just like to say to whomever, you know who I'm talking to. I'm not going to say it on it because I'm not going to call you out, but I'd just like to say to you know who I'm talking about. You do that, you sorry, no good. If you had anything about you, I tell you what you'd do this and you'd do that. Well, if you had a backbone, you would call them up on the phone and get the thing dealt with. I'm going to go back. Deceit, a way of life. Deceit, man, this is a way of life for some people. They'll stand there, look you eyeball to eyeball, lie to you. Malignity. This is a habitual mischievousness. You want to see that? Go into our school system. I'm having fun. Are y'all having fun? How about this one? Whisperers. This is going to get some of y'all. Secret slandering. That's not saying it out loud. That's not publishing it. That's just, hey, listen, we got a prayer request, Brother Jake. We need to pray for Brother Scott. I'll tell you why in a minute. Hey, backbiters, this is open slandering. This is going from whispers that, this is going to, hey, talking bad about somebody, lying about them. I'm having fun. Are y'all having fun? It's all Bibles. Everybody all right with me preaching Bible tonight? It goes on, it says, haters of God. This is blaming God for one's troubles. Despiteful. This is rude or arrogant, lack of respect. Proud, self-esteem is pride. Boasters, exaggerating one of performance. You ever talk to somebody? Come on, I need somebody to help me right here. You ever talk to somebody and when they left, you said either they're lying or they're Superman? I need somebody to help me right there. Sounds like a politician. I've done this, I've done that, I'm a liar. I wish their nose grew. Somebody say amen. I wish something physically had happened to them while they were standing up there on camera telling us all lies. Hey, and listen here, I'm talking about all parties. I'm talking about all politicians. I'm talking about every one of them. I'm talking about newscasters. Hey, we want to tell you about tonight's story. Liar. Is everybody all right? Inventors of evil things. Look around you. You'll buy some of them things on Black Friday. Have fun. I walked y'all right into that one, didn't I? You right, preacher. You right. Whoa. Disobedient to parents. Y'all don't look down at the floor. Carpet ain't changed. It ain't time to pray. I need somebody to help me right here. Disobedient to parents. I would, but I got too many adults I got to deal with. Without understanding. Hey. Without understanding. They cannot discern truth. They're gullible. Covenant breakers. All right, we got other stuff to go to. Without natural affection. Do I need to say what all that is? I think we get the idea of what that is. But it can, it's not just homosexuality. It deals with, how about child abuse and all those other things that we're doing, pedophilia, all those things without natural affection. Implacable, unreasonable, such that have made up their mind. And you better not confuse them with the truth. You ever dealt with somebody like that? They'll stand there toe-to-toe with you and argue about, come here, this is how I feel. Well, I told you. Huh? I'm talking to the wall. Everybody all right? And lastly, unmerciful, a lack of kindness, and cruel. And the Bible says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. In other words, they are so far off, they know the judgment of God, but they enjoy doing what they're doing, and they want to bring others into it with them. Now, I just told you what America is like. But I want you to know something tonight. I believe this is what our churches are like. This is a progression. It's a progression. It has a starting point and it has an end. And I want to take us to the starting point. And I want to tell you, go back to verse number 21, Miss Jenny, if you will. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. You know what started all of this? They knew Him, but they didn't glorify Him as God. And they weren't thankful of what God had done for them. You know what'll take our church down and what'll take you as a Christian down? Not glorifying God as God and not being thankful. Listen, there's a reason there's a story in the Bible about 10 lepers that came to Jesus and got healing, but only one of them came back to thank Him. If you do the math on that, that's 10%. Only 10% of those that get help were thankful for it. Now let's look at that in this light today, and let's say we've gone a lot farther than that. You got people that claim to not even believe in God. I would say our percentage of people that are thankful for what God has done is way below 10% today. And if we're not careful, we're not going to glorify Him as God. That's to honor Him. How do we honor Him? In our walk, in our lives. How do you honor God as a Christian? To live like one. Amen. To live as though God exists. To go through your day as if God walks with you. If you went through your day as if God walked with you, then how much sin would you refrain from? And we are to be thankful. All right, I told y'all it's going to get weird, but this is what I want to do tonight. We're going to get the choir up. I said I was going to preach and then the choir can sing. But tonight we're going to sing a little bit. We may testify a little bit. But tonight, listen, put that verse back up there, Miss Jenny, I'm sorry. But tonight, I want us to glorify Him as God. I want us to worship Him as God. I want us to acknowledge Him as God, as our Creator. And tonight, I want us to be thankful. I want to spend a little bit of time just loving on Him. A little bit of time in worship and a little bit of time of thanking Him for how good He's been to us. Choir, if you will, I want you to come on up. We're going to sing. You can get right with God. I'm fitting to pray, and you can get right with God, especially the choir. But let's deal with this thing in our seats. Let's deal with it in our hearts. I ain't sure what all songs he's got picked out. I know Big Enough's up there. But I want you right in your seats and in your hearts, I want us to get right with the Lord. Choir too. Caitlin, if you will, play softly on that piano for us, please, ma'am. I want you to get right with the Lord tonight. I want you to get those things. Glorify God tonight. Acknowledge God for who He is. Let's quit acting as if God doesn't exist. Let's quit coming to church and talking big and talking all about Jesus and then living like He doesn't even exist. And let's get real thankful for the things that He's given us. I'm talking about the little things. Don't try to find something big to thank God for. Thank Him for all the little things, because if it wasn't for the little things, you wouldn't even be here today. Quit getting your mindset and your eyes on monetary and position. Quit all that. Start looking at what God has given you. Look at your family. Look at your wife. Look at your children. Look at your eyes. Just go back to your physical abilities, the fact that you can see, the fact that you can hear, the fact that you can smell, you can taste, you can touch, you can walk. Because there's people in this world that can't. The fact that you have a church, the fact that you have a preacher that loves you, the fact that you have a Sunday school teacher that loves you and invests in your life, the fact that you have somebody in this church that thought enough about you to invite you to church, the fact that there's a church in Lake Park where you can go to and hear the gospel, hear about God, hear the truth of the word, a place where your kids are loved, home, a family, a dog, a car, clothes, shoes, a job. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you tonight. Lord, it's been different. I'm just trying to do what you want. I pray this is what you want. I pray tonight we realize that there's a progression. God, if we get away from worshiping you, if we get away from praising you, if we get away from honoring you, if we get away from thanking you, Lord, it's just a matter of time before we find ourselves at the end of chapter number 1 of Romans. As a society, we're there. God, help us not to get there as a church. God, we've been given a privilege to know you. God, help us, Lord, to honor you, to worship you, to praise you, to love you, to thank you tonight. Lord, thank you for what you've done here tonight already in the preaching. Lord, as we sing tonight, God, we ask, Lord, that you would break chains, give liberty. God, I pray, fill us with gratefulness and gratitude. Lord, that it may spill out